2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. President Trump pulls his South Florida golf course from hosting a world summit. We'll go in depth in 2 minutes.
The vaping industry. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
As health officials in Utah and across the country address an outbreak of lung disease connected to vaping, we're learning more about something in vape products that made people sick right here last year.
The vaping industry. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more on a criminal case that has links to California, Mary.
Amanda, the 2018 outbreak has now been traced to this California woman who pioneered CBD products. People got immediately poisoned and some had seizures or went into a coma. More than 50 people around Salt Lake, 40 in North Carolina, and others in other states and countries. Investigators say the CBD vapes were actually spiked with spice or K2, which is a synthetic marijuana. They were labeled YOLO, Black Magic, and Black Diamond, and they came from a company founded by Janelle Thompson in California. She now faces 40 years in prison. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, new vaping rules go into effect today here in Utah. The restrictions require vape shops to post health warning signs, and only businesses with special licenses will be able to sell flavored vaping juices. The new rules were supposed to start earlier this month, but the deadline was pushed back to today to give business owners more time to get ready.
National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is being expanded. Drop-off locations across the country will accept vaping devices and cartridges. This Minnesota sheriff learned about the change just the other day.
Man or woman made THC cartridges. You don't know what the heck's in there.
National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is set for this Saturday nationwide.
Let's go in depth now on our top national story this morning. President Trump has withdrawn his South Florida golf resort as host for next year's G7 summit.
Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney was on Fox News Sunday. Host Chris Wallace asked what led to the change.
So why did he cave?
We talked about it at great length last night, and it's not lost on me that if we had made the decision on Thursday, we wouldn't have had the press conference on Thursday regarding everything else. But that's fine. But we did talk about it last night, and I honestly think what you saw in the tweet was real. The president isn't one for holding back his feelings and his emotions about something. He was honestly surprised at the level of pushback. At the end of the day, you know, he still considers himself to be in the hospitality business, and he saw an opportunity to take the biggest leaders from around the world, and he wanted to put on the absolute best show, the best visit that he possibly could, and he was very comfortable doing that Doral. And I think we were all surprised at the level of pushback. I think it's the right decision to change. We'll have to find someplace else, and my guess is we'll find someplace else that the media won't like either. For another reason.
I just have to pick up. You say he considers himself in the hospitality
sure.
business. He's the president of the United States.
Yeah. But that's his background. It's like I used to be in the real estate business. I don't know what you used to do before you were in media, if
Nothing.
Anything.
That's all I've ever done.
But he wanted to put on a show. He wanted to take care of folks. That's the business. He's in the hotel business, or at least he was.
Does he understand?
He was the president.
Forget the media. And does he understand that it looked lousy?
Well, I think he knows. He thinks that people think it looks lousy. Could we have put on an excellent G7 at Doral? Absolutely. Will we end up putting on an excellent G7 someplace else? Yes, we will.
Meanwhile, we're learning why potential Utah locations were rejected to host that G7 summit.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more on why the White House said no to Utah. John?
Summit is not coming to Utah because of concerns about the altitude. White House leaders say the snubbed Utah location or locations, which are believed to be around Park City, presented a possible health concern for visitors. Now, Utah leaders have fired back at that notion, insisting that health problems are few and far between, and they point to the fact that the Olympics are here, were here, and that there's plenty of hotels here as well. Now, the search continues for a new location. Camp David is reportedly one option, and Hawaii also is under consideration. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The G7 summit location. Sean Michael Lyle has more on that, plus the rest of our top national stories live now at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, President Trump tweets, as you heard, he's surprised by the controversy of choosing his National Doral Miami Resort to host the June G7 summit. Even the president's supporters, like former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, says that was a miscue.
He loves having people to his properties, and he loves showing off those properties. I understand all that, but this just was an unforced error, and I'm glad that they fixed it.
Former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel explains the problem to ABC.
As a mayor and a governor, this would never get through procurement process.
The president said he would host the meeting of the world leaders at cost or for free, but the marketing value to Doral implies a conflict of interest. A tornado causing a major damage in a Dallas neighborhood last night, one of several twisters in East Texas. Police looking in the rubble.
You know, we have an urban search and rescue team.
But there have been no reports of any serious injuries. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio. We'll be right back.